Blog Talk Radio.
Turn me up, hey. Death angel, sane in the membrane. FOI for the same reason that my uncle's gang bang. Real with it, don't roll the dice, just deal with it. County food in high school, still on the meal ticket. Took my first look inside, started searching for purpose. Despite the bloodline I was cursed with, I'm trying to break the curse. Every word and every verse, the truth is painful. I'm trying to bring pain in every verse. I was thirsty for knowledge and I had to quench my thirst. On the ocean of holy water, swag, surf, crossover like AI. Still no answer in the body of believers. Feeling like cancer. I know somebody gotta feel me, but if not, at least I died knowing that I gave a real me. Life's a marathon and everybody's racist, so who you gonna race with? Good question. Nah. Black magic, life is a witch, homie. You can't get rich with no rituals. You're better off me and the rapper that ain't lyrical. They call it the game of life. I take it serious, Bobby Knight. I'm on trial and only God can judge me. In the confession booth, it's a testimony of to a beat. 66.6% righteous, the other 33.3 I'm trying to fight with. Wins, losses, gains, sacrifices. Trying to follow Christ while in the midst of a crisis. I'm in denial of denying myself. Hide and seek with the light, trying to find myself. And Lord knows Islam gave me the truth, but I reason with falsehood, making any type of excuse. These hard times got me losing my religion. I don't mind Satan fooling with my intuition. Is it a right or wrong, or is it all superstition? I don't know. The mission is to manifest my vision. I'm losing my religion. I ain't rapping, I'm repenting. God is my witness. I am the realest. Life's a marathon, and everybody's racist. So who you gonna race with? Good question.
All praise is due, the Lord of the worlds, who came to us in the person of Master Farad Muhammad, to whom praise is indeed due forever. And in the name of the most honorable Elijah Muhammad, the exalted Christ, and in the name of our divine reminder in our midst, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, I'd like to greet the listening audience, all our panelists, and our beloved hosts with the greeting words of peace and paradise. We say it in the Arabic language, Assalamu alaikum.
And welcome,
sir, and welcome to this week's edition of Young, Gifted, and Black. I am Kareem the Communicator. I'll be engineering for our beloved host, who I'm going to introduce to you now, Brother Ronnie O'Neill III. Assalamu alaikum, dear brother.
Wa alaikum salam, big bro. And
yes,
thank you so much for the introduction. And first, I would like to greet our brothers and guests. And listeners, in the greeting words of peace, assalamu alaikum, which means peace be unto you. And I am glad and honored to be a brand new host for Young, Gifted, and Black. Thank you so much for this opportunity. I thank Allah for coming in the person of Master Farad Muhammad and raising up the one among us, the most honorable Elijah Muhammad, and for him raising up one in our midst today for us, our beloved minister and teacher, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. And I would just like to give praise and thanks to Almighty Allah for giving me life and more abundantly giving me life. And because this family, it is an honor and a privilege just to say I was once lost, but now I am found. And let alone living it, it's just a privilege just to say it. And so thank you so much. And our topic today is going to be about hip-hop and how the controversy and the war between conscious rappers and dishonoring, degrading, and devouring rappers and rap artists.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Well, you know, I've got some mics live, so you have some guests, I believe, if you want to have them introduce themselves.
Okay. Salaam alaikum.
Hello.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you just fine, brother. Do you have any questions or something you would like to say?
Yeah.
Okay. Somebody's got a conversation going on in the background. If they could mute their phone so that conversation is done.
All right. Can you hear me right now? I'm a male. Because all right, now I'm getting confused because I hear a voice and I hear a female in the background.
Right. I can hear you.
All right. If you can hear me, my name is Gino Lexus. I apologize for the brief the pause. I called in earlier because I was very interested in what the conversation was about, and I appreciate me being here. I appreciate you having me here. And all things to Allah, I'm very humbled to be in this program. I'm very, very humbled. My name is Gino Lexus. That's GenoLexis, and it's one name. I've been doing music for quite some time, and it's funny because the conscious situation, I would be considered a conscious artist, but some people also say secular. Me, I like to say good, and I like to say bad. Either it's evil, or it's either good music. It's of God. And that's what I've been trying to become more one with myself so I can make sure people don't mistake my message and won't say that it is something that it's not. I don't want people to feel like if I get success, they're going to feel that I got success because I'm talking about something that's negative. I would rather have it, come because I'm good at what I do. I'm a professional, and I'm doing what I'm supposed to do. But I noticed the more that I've done music and the more passionate I've become, I've noticed the more of, let's say if I'm in a show and then I'm the only person that's speaking about God, or I'm telling people something about bad habits and just staying away from that. But the beat happens to sound like a beat that they would expect from I'm not saying taking anything away from the brother, but Lil Wayne or, Drake or anything else that, they're talented gentlemen, but they use their power to protect them, and that affects the youth besides just the general public. But, I noticed a lot of that is it affects other people. It helps them. I don't know. I try to understand that. I say it's good and evil because I feel like the people that are in control of the radio or the major broadcast that promotes it, I feel like they're working for a power that is against the power that I'm working for. And I really feel like it's a lot deeper than just conscious music. I think they put conscious on it because they want to discredit what it really is. It's really, I'm trying to be a messenger for God. I'm trying to be a messenger for the Most High. And whatever I'm saying, it's nothing new. But for some reason, they want to make it seem like because they don't hear it on, you know, on the radio on the regular, they make it seem like what I'm saying is false or it's different or it's somewhat of an outcast. But really, it's everyday life. And, you know, I don't know regular people that walk around and they want to cause pain to people or anything bad. I most likely walk around people that they want good for themselves and also for other people. They open the doors for other people. They say, you're welcome when someone says thank you and so on. So for me to feel like when the music that I'm making is different, I feel like it's a pawn. It's something that is psychologically affecting the people to make artists that are talking something that's good and positive and make it seem that it's conscious. And there's nothing wrong with the... I don't feel like there's anything wrong with the word conscious. I just feel like people should really say what it really is. It's whether it's a good message, it's a good message. Whether it's a bad message, it's bad. And because I feel like someone that understands the negative message within the song, he's conscious of the negative message that's being portrayed. So they could say something that someone is talking about drugs, or they're talking about guns or something else, and you may not like it, but the guy is conscious of what he's saying. He's conscious of the story that he's telling and portraying. So whether people want to, you know, accept it or not, it is conscious music because he's putting something into the people's minds that whether they wanted to know about it at that moment in time or not, it doesn't matter. He used his power to bring your conscience to the point where it's negative now, where it's either you're thinking of something that brings temptation to your heart or your mind or something that's the opposite of what God would like us to follow. And I feel like that should change. Like, people should just be able to accept music for what it is, and they should be able to tell when something is bad for them. And it shouldn't, you know, tell somebody if he's talking about God, oh, he's a gospel artist. Or, you know, oh, he's, you know, it should just be, he's good. He's talented. He has a good message. You know, but I appreciate it. I really want to listen to more. It's rare that I get an opportunity to talk about this subject in such a form, so I really appreciate it. Because when you're surrounded by, such a market that's full of so much negativity, you turn on the television and you try to get some inspiration. And even though you know you love hip hop and you want to learn more, you want to see what's going on, but sometimes it affects you in a negative format because the message that I'm portraying in hip hop is not the message that I'm picking up on the radio or when I'm broadcasted on the television or cable or YouTube. I have to literally search for it. I got to be able to be. If it wasn't for a brother, you know, a friend of mine, Chad C. Steele Collins, and his company is Grown Man Music, I pray and I thank the Lord for him every day. But if it wasn't for him, I wouldn't even be talking to you right now. I would be sitting in a car, driving home, or whatever the case may be, without any music and just talking to the Father. But he knew I wanted some inspiration, and I just happened to get a text that happens to have me talking about something I care so much for.
Praise
it to Allah, because it assures me that, you know, the path that I'm going is the right path. It makes me feel that today I had a photo shoot and a video shoot, but really it was more of an event for other artists, and they got it. They had a photo shoot. They had a video shoot. So although it was my name that called everyone to come together, everyone was able to enjoy themselves. Everyone was able to benefit from something that I was able to create, but it came through the Most High. I was just able to use the power that he blessed me with to bring people together. And they don't really understand that. They will later on, and I understand that. But while they were there, I was able to express to them that they got to understand that this isn't just any regular outing. This isn't just any video shoot or photo shoot and some hip-hop event. No, we're coming together. It's like a congregation. We come together and we discuss what we love doing, what we believe in. And the song that I'm talking about is a song of peace. So it's not, everyone felt good. It was in a general environment. It was great. It was a great moment in hip-hop. And I wanted to share that with you because I wanted to let people know that our hip-hop artists or other artists or any other aspiring professional, you know, it doesn't matter where you're at and where you come from, whatever, the Father will always, the Most High will always provide you with the like-minded individuals that are ready to hear you. And, you know, I have the proof. I get proof every day. Anytime I feel down, I'm only human. So, you know, I have the good book, but I got to realize that, you know, I try my best to be as well as, you know, Muhammad and follow the, you know, the rules. But I realize that I also fall down. I have the tendency to fall down, but I got to realize that I get myself back. So read the scriptures. Make sure I stay close, one with God, because I can't go on and keep preaching, you know, good words and not practice for myself. Who am I? So that's another thing as well, is, you know, to be able to realize that my power is exceeding just where I stand. It's crossing the globe. And I got to realize whenever I'm down, the message that I'm giving, it will always be here. It will always be, you know, spread to the next generation to go ahead and you know, continue the knowledge. So I just appreciate the opportunity to be here. I'm actually releasing an album. It's called Living the Dream. And I don't even mean to make it a shameless plug, but it has something to do with what's going on now. I'm Haitian. So I came from Brooklyn. I've always had people that were on the street, and I didn't know if they practiced Islam. All I knew is they were preaching righteousness, and they came from my complexion. And there's nothing to if any other complexion or any other race. I know we are all one. People have to understand, when you're a young Haitian who has immigrants who speak another language, you know, you're worried about getting judged, you know, with people who are the same complexion as you. So it had nothing to do about a different color. It was just a misunderstanding. So to be able to have other people that were in the streets, just like me, they were in the streets, but they weren't bashing me. They weren't telling me about my clothes or the way I spoke or my accent. They weren't worried about that. They just wanted to make sure, hey, if I had a place to go, I could come to the mosque. I could talk to the brother about whatever it was that was bothering me. They wasn't worried. If, all right, you're not in school, okay, but you're out here doing something. So why not go ahead and learn something? And part of that would help me become who I am. Part of that helped me become, you know, a better musician. So regardless of what's happening, it's not really about money. It's about what am I going to leave here? How am I going to spread my, you know, it's not about sitting down. How am I going to spread this legacy? How am I going to spread the message? So I just appreciate you guys. I really thank you.
Oh, you're welcome, brother. And we thank you for you know, giving your input and expressing yourself, and because a lot of what you said is very true, and the only reason why we label it conscious is because a lot of our young brothers and sisters are not conscious of what good or bad music is, and so because conscious music, for those who are not aware, is, give me a moment. Conscious music means to be aware of one's own existence, sensations, and environment, and to be capable of thought, will, and perception, to be awake. To be conscious means to be awake, and a lot of our young brothers and sisters have been put to sleep, and they have been put to sleep by a higher power that had a plan. And so they knew that our young brothers and sisters were young giants and, you know, young lions put to sleep. And if they ever wake up, they would take their rightful places. And so, back in the day, they would call it edutainment, where we started to lift up our people, you know, making them more conscious, which means to be awake, more aware of self-existence and the environment we live in and reside in. And so, you know, like our generation, and we would say, you're asleep, you know. People have to be, and you know, if a people have to be awakened, this means that they are asleep, you know. They are asleep, and or symbolically saying you are asleep on something. As we say in our generation, you know, you're asleep on that new Jeezy, or you sleep on 2 Chainz, or you're asleep on the NBA All-Stars, you know. It's just the ignorance in our community, you know. They don't know. It's not even funny how our people are asleep on our terminology, the words we use. And and how it's symbolically saying just don't say something if you don't know what it actually means. How it's symbolically saying just don't know about something. It's saying that you don't know about something. You know what I mean? So we say sleep, and you're down, but you're not on up on something. You know what I mean? Sleep means that it's symbolically saying that you're not up on something, that you don't know what something is all about or what's going on around you. So that's not being conscious. And so, but, you know, certain people in authority got together and they said, hey, let's deal wisely with them before they all wake up and drive us out and take their rightful place as kings and queens, gods and goddesses of the earth. They had a plan. This was all planned. And, you know, and they decided, as it was written in the Bible, Pharaoh gathered all the top leaders and musicians together, and he promised them wealth and good homes and money and nice cars, and only if they changed the way they delivered their music and ultimately the focus and high level of consciousness in the music. It's the same as how it happened today. They know the only way to keep us asleep or to dumb us down as people that is awakened is to take which was awakening them, you know, which was edutainment. They called it edutainment. It was teaching us. It was growing us. It gave us, you know, enlightenment, you know, and entertainment at the same time. And so they took that away from us and gave us just entertainment. That would ultimately stunt our growth because it left us in front of television idolizing and uplifting ignorance, gangster rap, drugs, and gangster rap. It promotes division, you see. It promotes division, like just because you don't live on my block, you know, I got to hate you because you don't live on 73rd and I live on 74th, you know, 75th or whatever. And it just, it's a nation of division, what it creates, you know. And so it talks about drugs and money and whoremongers. And please excuse my expression, but this is true. And it definitely needs to be told now and later. And like our minister said, they have made evil fair seeming, you know. They have made what to be conscious is fair, you know. They have made it other than what it's supposed to naturally be. And they have made evil fair seeming by giving us the impression that it's okay to degrade our women, calling them out of their names instead of giving them the titles they deserve as queens and mothers of the earth. And so, you know, whatever a few women does should not have to suffer all women in our society. And the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan teaches us whenever there's an indecent woman, there's always an indecent man that made her that way, you know. And so, you know, it's a shame how low our people have been stooping for attention and to have material things and to be noticed no matter the condition they are in when they are noticed. We'll go as far as gambling our own lives to be rich and famous. But we must remember that there's a reason for every and all things. So I understand what you're saying, dear brother, Gino Lexus. You know, there's a reason for all things that come into existence. And these are just the effects of it. These are just the effects. And whenever you have effects, there's always a cause of them. And so I thank you so much, Brother Gino. We would love for you to stay on and listen to more information that we have for you. And we thank you so much for your input and expression, brother, because this is a very important topic, and it's very important for our young people. Yes, sir, go ahead.
Before I want to go up, I just want to... A lot of people, you were mentioning about, you know, the Trayvon Martin situation and whatnot. And I don't want to stay long. I know everyone's kind of tired, but I'm 29 years old. And 10 years ago, I was 19 years old. But at 19, I already saw Malcolm X. I saw Do the Right Thing. I saw Time to Kill. I saw Rosewood, Mississippi Burning, and so on and so on. So even though I wasn't living in that day and time, I was aware of what was going on in the world because I was able to have things in media that educated me in some form about what was going on in the world. So if ever I faced anything, any type of profiling or whatnot, I knew of a way to face it. And it's nothing to say anything that was right or wrong. But I feel like today's age, today's youth, we got to find a way to take them back. We have a whole, you know, sorts of ways to contact them and reach them, and I feel like we need to take them back because I feel like that's what's really affecting us is that we're not really educating all the, you know, besides, you know, media and everything, it starts with inside the house, how they always say, but I feel like it doesn't really matter. Outside the house, too, if somebody's doing bad or something, if it's not your kid, you should be able to say something. And I feel like, kids need to be afraid of adults again. They need to have respect for adults again. They need to understand that there may be some adults that are looking to hurt them. So be aware, be prepared. I'm very, very, very thankful for you for being on the program. I really appreciate you guys, and I definitely will be checking in. Is there online, or is there a way I can listen to you online, or a website, or besides the number? How can I stay connected?
Yes, sir. You can go to blogtalkradio.com, and you can listen in there. We're on 7 days a week, and we have different shows every day of the week, something for you to listen to, and you can find that on the website, blogtalkradio.com. This particular show is called Young, Gifted, and Black, and so we look forward to having you on and in the future, and we thank you for calling in and giving your opinions and expression, you know, in this field, in this manner.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate it. All praise is due to you. You guys have a wonderful weekend and a great night, and it's been more than a pleasure. Have a great time.
All praise is due to Allah, brother, not me. Thank you, brother, again. Thank you again, and you have a wonderful night. And we would love for you to stay tuned, my brother. We have a lot more information coming on soon.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much. I appreciate you, and yes, all praise will be for now.
Yes, sir.
Come.
All right.
Yes, sir. I just wanted to remind our listening audience that if you are listening to us by telephone, if you have a comment, you're part of the panel, please press 1 on your dial pad so we can bring you into the conversation. Anybody that's in the chat room listening to us via chat, type in your question, and we will definitely get your question or your comment posted. And I just wanted to let them know that. So anybody that's, again, on the telephone that wants to participate in this conversation, please, press 1 on your dial pad. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you, brother. Yes, any guests, any listeners that have any questions that would like to add to what we the discussion on hip hop and conscious rap, please press 1, and we would love to hear your expression and love to hear your opinion. Thank you.
No sir, not at this point, but I have a question for you, Brother Ryan.
Okay.
And now the subject is hip hop. Okay, the subject is hip hop, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and basically what we're looking at is the difference between what we know as hip-hop and rap today. In other words, the positive music of the positive versus the negative. Now,
That's right.
You could, in your view, I know you touched on it a little bit earlier when you were talking. In your view, if you could give us an example of today, what is the difference?
What's the difference? Okay, well, in my opinion, the difference between hip-hop and the positive hip-hop And the negative hip-hop that we have today is that the positive hip-hop was teaching us. It was enlightening us. It was, you know, they couldn't really be all out and say what they wanted to say, but they were throwing messages in their music back in, you know, KRS-One's time, and, you know, brothers like Chuck D and Public Enemy and Brother Cam, you know, they were throwing conscious messages in their music, and they were teaching their people through the music, you know, and a lot of the authorities seen that, and so they pushed for gangster rap and negative rap, rap that would ultimately lead into gang violence and gang promotion and division and degrading our women and, you know, just degrading ourselves as people all in all, you know, instead of uplifting each other and, you know, teaching each other, because you know, we're always growing. We're never reaching a point where we're grown, you know. You know, only God knows it all. He's the all wise and, you know, the best knower. And so we should always be looking for things that are teaching us, and we should always listen to music that is growing us as a person, as a human, you know, men and women, kings and queens, gods and goddesses, you know. So the difference today is that we don't have any of that in our music, you know, not as much as we would like. And everything, most of everything you turn on is either degrading our women, and, you know, it's pushing drugs and it's pushing, you know, gang violence and separate this and separate that, you know, as the messenger would say, you know. And so that's the difference from how it was back in the day, you know. It was very different from today. They have made evil fair seeming today, and they speak about evil, they rap about it, and all of our kids are bobbing their heads to it as if it was good. And nothing's good about it, you know. And the words that they're saying have a way of deceiving you and devouring you, you know, because what goes in the mind is part of our conscience, you know. What we accept in our mind and what we live in consciously is where we live in physically, you know. So I would say that the music deceives us into thinking that evil is fair, you know, and it's really not, to our women, to our men, to our people, to no one. And that's all I, you know, could say about that.
Yes, sir. All praise to Allah.
Yes, sir.
All right. We do have someone that wants to participate. Praise be to Allah. I'm going to mix up mic live. Area code 813, prefix 661. Your mic is live.
Assalamu alaikum, Brother Ronnie.
Wa alaikum salam, little brother Naeem.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
How you doing, my brother, soldier?
Excellent, excellent, excellent. And you?
I'm doing fine by the grace of Almighty Allah, little brother. And we thank you for being on and calling in. Did you have a question or a comment, anything you wanted to say?
Yes, sir, I have a question.
Yes, sir.
Do you think that if gangster rap didn't start up how it did back in, like, the late 80s and how it spread in the 90s, do you think that music might still be conscious, might be more conscious than it is today?
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. I believe that we would be a nation of growing gods and goddesses. I believe that we would be a nation of peace. We would, you know, have so much intelligence in our music instead of, you know, nonsense and things that don't grow us as a people. things that we need, you know, we need that water, which is, you know, water is symbolic for knowledge, you know. And so if we would, if we are trees, like a tree needs water, if we were trees, we would need that water to grow. And so by now we would be growing and growing and growing, and we would have intelligent minds, and we would be conscious, we would be awoke and awake to any deceitful and devouring things, and we wouldn't be drawn it into it as we are today and letting it, you know, deceive us. And so I would say yes, it would be a lot different, and it would be a lot more conscious, my brother. And that was a very excellent question, because you know, had they not pushed gangster rap and things like that, our people wouldn't kill each other as much. We wouldn't have this so much division. One of the models of America is divide and conquer. So they are masters at dividing. And so they put this in our people so that we would divide amongst each other instead of coming together. They knew that if we would ever come together and be conscious of who we really are and how we're supposed to treat one another, that we would be gods and goddesses, and we would take our rightful places on the earth, and we would represent God to the fullest, and we would have life in our music. We would have life. It would be more life everywhere, instead of feeling like, you know, everything is dead and, you know, everybody is sleepwalking and there's no feeling and compassion and emotion in our society today. It would be more life everywhere, brother, because everything would be growing and every plant would be watered as it should be. And so thank you for that question, brother. Thank you.
Thank you, Brother Ronnie. And I have one more. It's a small, very small question to ask you, bro.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Who's your favorite artist?
My favorite artist? Oh, man, that's a hard one, because I have a hard time finding a favorite artist, because that's one of the reasons why I became an artist, you know, because the music that I was looking for, I couldn't find. And so I decided that I had to make it. And that's a very hard question, because, you know, I prefer listening to instrumentals, because it's more peace. And just listening to music, you know, instrumentals, man, and just listening to piece of the music and the instruments, man, and just the way God created them to make beautiful sounds, you know. And that's a part of the reason why the music deceives us, because the music, the beats are so, you know, they're banging and they're making beautiful sounds, and it's deceiving you that you like the music and the words that they're saying, but you really only like the instruments and the sounds, because God created them that we would love the sounds, you know. And so we like the sounds of music, but the words that they put in deceives the music and devours it. And so I would say that my favorite artist is Allah, you know. And the instruments that he made, you know, I don't really have a favorite artist, you know, in this world, really, brother. I am trying to think of anybody that, you know, I listen to, but it's really not, you know, no specific artist that I, you know, look up to, you know. Nas, I used to, you know, look up to Nas, because he had a lot of conscious rap, you know, a lot of conscious music and knowledge in his music. And so I would say Nas. And Thank you again, brother. Thank you again for that question. Thank you so much. I'm sorry that I couldn't give you a better answer because
That's okay, brother. Thank you.
No problem. Thank you, brother. Thank you so much.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Brother Ronnie.
Yes, sir.
Assalamualaikum, brother.
Waalaikumsalam, dear brother.
Yes, sir. If you would allow me to, I just would want to interject just a minute. And what sparked it is, if you don't mind.
Oh, no problem. Go ahead, brother.
Sir. Well, I mean, it goes back to what you were talking about earlier, and you used the terms edutainment, entertainment, and what you just said about the music and how you like to listen to instrumentals. See, I grew up in the Nation of Islam, all praises due to Allah, and that was one thing my mother did. We were not allowed to listen to the radio and things of that nature. That's something I got into later on in my life. But she would play instrumentals, and she talked about the fact how the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said that if we were to listen to music, that's what we were to listen to. Because just as you said, if there's a natural attraction for us with music. We are taught that Islam is mathematics and mathematics is Islam. We are taught that Islam is the nature of us. So anything, if Islam is the nature of us and Islam is mathematics, if you really study music, as it's called, anybody that gets a music degree literally has a degree in mathematics. They literally have a degree in mathematics. And that word entertainment in itself tells us what's going on, because when you break the word into its three separate syllables, entertainment, enter, meaning to go into, T-A-I-N. If you put a T on the end of T-A-I-N, you get taint, which means to color or to poison, but we'll say color because it doesn't have to be a negative thing. And then at the end, you got M-E-N-T. Well, you just put A-L on the back end of that, and you got mental. So enter, paint, mental. And that's what entertainment is. We have to determine what we are going to entertain ourselves with. And I just wanted to, you know, share that, bro.
Yes, sir. That was beautiful. That was beautiful. I was actually thinking about that earlier. And enter, you know, in the beginning of entertainment, and something that has you entering into, it's like sort of like you're getting involved in what you're looking at, or, you know, you're in front of the television and you're, you know, so into the what they're entertaining you, and they just are keeping you entertaining, basically keeping you busy by keeping you your mind on what they want it to be on, instead of, you know, teaching you. And so that was like well said, brother, and I never looked at it like that. And that was very knowledgeable, brother. Thank you so much.
Well, all praise is due to Allah.
Yes sir.
All right, I'm going to remind the listening audience, anybody that has a question or comment who wants to participate in this dialogue, because, again, every show here on the Nation Building Network is for the people. And so participate, that's my pet phrase, you know, because we need. So if you have a question or comment, even if you, you know, no matter what you think of it, please participate. You press 1 on your dial pad. If you're in the chat room, please type it in. We will definitely get your question out. We'll ask it, or we'll get your comment out. This is Young, Gifted, and Black. Go ahead, Brother Ryan. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I would like to share something our beloved minister said, one of his quotes, and it goes like this. It says, art and culture, music, have a great role to play in any society. It's how you use what God has given you as a gift. And so if God has given you anything, you can bet that it's, you know, going to be positive, because God is the positive energy, and he's always been. And so I just wanted to also say that, you know, music is a gift to us. If music is a gift to us and an art, then we should not, you know, make it other than what it was naturally made to be. It was made beautiful, and we have, I don't want to say we, because we are just the effects of the cause. And see, the higher power has made it ugly, but God created it to be beautiful. And I just wanted to say that. And I wanted to share what our brother James Adams in the final call said. He said, how many children got to die before we wake up? How many jobs we got to lose before we break, you know? And then he said, he went on to say that music made him grow up, and it inspired him to want to know what it would be like to date, to be a man, to love, whereas today it only pertains to strippers, sex, money, and drugs. And he said, however, he still respects those artists, their voices, and God-given talents, because he understands it's how many feed their families, you know. And that's the thing today, what I was saying earlier, we have stooped so low as to, you know, we'll do whatever, you know, to survive. But at the same time, now it's almost like our people don't care about surviving. It's more of, I want to be rich and famous, so I'll rap and do whatever with my talent, even though God gave it to me for me to use it in a righteous, in a beautiful, positive way. They'll do whatever it takes to get rich and famous and noticed. Even if when they're getting noticed, they have been degraded to the point where they're looked at as someone bad and negative, they don't really care because they're noticed. Our people are lust for attention that much today, you know, and they're willing to lower themselves just to be rich and famous, you know. And it's almost like today it's not about feeding their families. It's about I want to be seen. It's about fitting in the crowd. It's about, you know, having those material things that, you know, even with those things, if you don't know what to do with those things, it's useless to have them, you know. And so, and also I wanted to share, and you can also find Brother James Adams' music at www.jadamsmusic.com. That's J as in Jet, A-Y, Adams, A-D-A-M-S, music.com. jadamsmusic.com. And I would like to share just a couple of other things, things that some of our brothers had to say about the music industry in the final call. Public Enemy's revolutionary hip-hop pioneer Chuck D said, they hope digital.com, it's a digital distribution network, helps other artists realize they can run their own companies too. Independent distribution helps them maintain the freedom to spread their revolutionary messages without label or corporate censorship. So, and then he also said good music today has more to do with maturity than age. Agreed Minister Paul Scott, a syndicated music columnist, the time is right for organized artists to forge a change, he said. Mr. Paul Scott went on to say, people are approaching a time of 100% dissatisfaction with what they're hearing on the radio. Quiet as it's kept, radio DJs, real hip-hop DJs actually hate the music they are forced to play. And this is, and And this is really, you know, true, because a lot of DJs don't like the music that they're playing today. You know, the audience likes it, and, you know, the audience have been deceived, you know, to know what real good music is, something you're supposed to party to and, you know, jump around and dance to. Is not, you know, something that's deceiving you and devouring you. Why would you want to dance to that, you know, something that's calling you other than your name, you know? And so, and also Brother Enoch Muhammad, he added, Brother Enoch Muhammad, who is the founder of Hip Hop Detox, a Chicago-based organization which promotes healthy lifestyle choices among teens and young adults through music, media, and pop culture, also help reclaim the youth and break down self-degrading music. He said, whenever youth recognize artists working in the community, that changes their perspective of what an artist is and should be, instead of thinking it's just being on TV, said Brother Fanon, you know, a leader artist and artist developer with Hip Hop Detox. And that goes into what I was saying, you know, they'd rather be on TV, our youth, and they'd rather use their gifts to, you know, to degrade each other, divide each other, and just to be on TV to say, you know, I'm here and look at me, and, you know, boasting and bragging, which is really the opposite of what God meant for our talents and gifts, you know. And so, and Brother Phanom also went on to say, he said, and he wants music. He said, music has purpose that's for the benefit of our people. That's complete. He said, when music has purpose that's for the benefit of our people, that's complete. That is good to me. Our community's definition of good has been hijacked, so we're reestablishing what's good for us through the music, he said. So that goes into the deception of making evil fair seeming. They have made evil and degraded music fair seeming, to where the people can go to clubs and party to the same music that's degrading them as a people. And he's saying that our community's definition of good has been hijacked. They don't know what it is to be good anymore. They haven't had good in so long, they don't know what it is to even hear it, to be even next to it. It could be next to them and they wouldn't even know, you know. And so he said, we are reestablishing what's good for us through the music, he said. And so, and I want to jump back for a second to go into what our brother Chuck D of Public Enemy said. He said, independent distribution helps them maintain the freedom to spread their revolutionary messages without label or corporate censorship. Meaning, we can get out and promote ourselves. We got YouTube. We have so many different internet programs, all of these social networks that we can, you know, promote ourselves. We can put our own music out, and we can do the work and actually, you know, get out and push our own music and you know, come together, unite, and pool our resources. And that way we could better spread our music, and we wouldn't need their manufacturers and their labels and their companies and corporate censorship to spread our good message that we're trying to get to our people. You see, nobody is going to uplift our people except for us. And if we don't do the work, it's not going to get done. And we were talking about something last night in our Tampa study group, and that was about how God, surely Allah changes not the condition of a people until they change their own condition. And so this is saying that God helps those who help themselves. And when he actually sees us pushing and promoting and helping our own people, then that's when he will step in and and he will take the extra steps for us. And my big brother, Brother Michael, once said that when you take one step towards Allah, Allah takes two steps back towards you. So, you know, if we get out and we do the work, we don't need their manufacturers. We don't need their companies and, you know, their distribution networks. We have all this technology today that we can do it ourselves. And how much better it would be to get the credit for doing it yourself, you know. It's nothing like sitting back and looking at the work you've done and being proud of yourself for doing it, you know. And so,
Yes, sir. Praise be to Allah. We got someone with their hand up, brother. I'm going to make their mic live.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Area code 941. Your mic is live.
Hi, how you doing?
How you doing, sister?
I'm blessed. My name is Carly. I want to ask a question. We're speaking of Muslims. Since you became a Muslim, I want to ask how that has affected you with your family life. Has it made you be a stronger man, strengthened you to know what a man's supposed to do as far as tending to his family and his wife? Have you drew strength from that or from your teaching and learning?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you, Sister Colleen. And to go into your question, yes, you know, entering to the Nation of Islam, I wasn't very involved, I would say, emotionally with my family, you know. I would always, you know, be judging, and I would always be putting my time into Islam and putting my time into God that I didn't see that God was my family. And so now I notice that, you know, God is my family, and it starts right at home. You cannot help a people if you can't even help your own family. And so I realized this, and I have became more of a man from Islam, and I have really uplifted my wife and really paying her more attention, showing her the affection that she needs, you know, addressing her as my queen and not my girl or, you know, my woman or my lady. She is my queen now, you know. And so it's a work in process, but, I know that she's my queen, and I have a beautiful daughter and son, Ronnie O'Neill and Ranivia O'Neill, that I love very much. And I have only done everything that I'm doing for them, and the only thing that I needed to change is the way that, you know, I paid them more attention in the way, the seriousness of the home and how the home should be intact before you can go outside the home trying to clean up the streets or clean up the community. If you can't even clean up your own home, then you can't clean up outside of home.
That's true. It starts in the house first.
Yes, ma'am. And I have realized that, and it's been a blessing. Islam has always given me life-giving teachings that teach me to uplift my woman, because we are taught in the Nation of Islam that the man cannot be uplifted unless the woman is uplifted. And so this is something that me and my family are working on, and it's become a lot easier at home. It's become a lot peaceful at home. And
answering that question, that question could have been answered no better. I think it was well put. And keep on doing what you're doing, because always remember, you know, as long as you put your family first and make sure your family's intact, because how can you tend to other families if your household is not in order? You have to make sure your household is in order to go out there and try to guide and lead somebody else, you know, give them a information or guidance, you know, opinions and things you have to make sure that your household is in order, and that's good that you're starting at home, making sure clean up at home, making sure that's in order, that's tidy, so you can go out and help somebody else, you know. I noticed that I see a lot of you all out, you know, taking donations and you know, taking up different things to help the youth divisions and different things, which is great because a lot of our younger generation needs that, and it's not being met in certain places. And, you know, and even, you know, inside of the Christian homes and things is not being met. So I think that's good. You know, I'm a Christian, you know, but I, like I said, it's only one God. So if
yes,
the Bible says, not against me, then you're for me. So if you're speaking of God, you know, I'm with that. So I'm just really proud of that answer that you just, that question you just answered is well put, because you have to start in the home in order to be able to give somebody else advice. You got to make sure your house is in order first, you know, order, you know. So I really appreciate that answer.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. That's right. And I thank you so much for asking that question. And, because it more reminds me that, you know, the job that I have to do, you know, as a king of my home and a man of my family, that, you know, I have to lead by example starting at home, you know, and everything else will fall into place. And I thank you so much for that answer. And I am glad that I'm able to answer that question and truthfully and honestly be pursuing it the way that I am, and now that I am into the Nation of Islam, giving the life-giving teachings of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, through the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, and that I have become a better man, a better king of my household, and I dress my lady and my woman as my queen now, and she is being treated like a queen now, and I pay more attention to my kids and the seriousness of their education, and now I'm looking to, you know, just further involve myself in their education, you know. And so I thank you so much, Sister Carleen, for asking this question, and we thank you so much. We would love to have you on many more times in the future. Thank you so much, sister.
Okay. Thank you all, too. Looking forward to calling again. Be blessed.
Okay, you too.
Yes, sir, Brother Ryan. Beautiful.
Yes, sir, yes, sir.
No, you go ahead. Go ahead, brother. You get ready to say something.
Oh, no, I was saying that was beautiful, you know, that our sister Carleen is, you know, a Christian, and that, you know, she understands and sees that it is all about God, and, you know, it is all about God for us, and that's what brings us together, you know, because there's only one God, you know, and that I just wanted the people to hear, you know, some of my testimony how it has changed me and how it's been changing me. So, you know, I thank her for the question, you know, and
yes.
All praise is due to Allah. And yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Well, yeah, I just wanted to, and in reference to that, we need to understand that when we say Islam, we have to understand that a good Muslim is a Christian, and a good Christian is a Muslim. I mean,
that's right.
We can't let division come in among us, you know. And in reference to what you were sharing about the statement that Chuck D made, you know, about our distribution, I mean, and this is a brother that's not just talking it, he actually has it. He has a website, it's called Slam Jam, where you can purchase Public Enemy's music and many other artists' music without a middleman. You know, the money's going directly to the artist. And there is another artist out of Oakland, California. He has a website. It's called Gorilla Funk. Okay, and it's music, and he's dealing with movies now, as I understand it. And, again, independent distribution. And that is something we have to do, because because as you were mentioning earlier, like I said, many of the disc jockeys, if you will, they're playing music they don't want to play. So since they won't give us what we really need and what the people need, then we have to make sure that this music gets to the people. And what I would like to do at this point, if you don't mind, right in line with the sister's question to you, is share some positive hip-hop, a positive hip-hop song which speaks to the bond that the man and the woman should have.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Go right ahead. Thank you, brother.
Yes. All praise is due to Allah. This is
yes, sir.
Paris. It's called Life Goes On.
In the beginning, there was confrontations in these streets because these police beat us. We tired of running fuck peace. Young brothers born to fail, skipping bail, hell of a start. Could have been them bitches was hating because our skin was too dark. Handed down a sentence, he got no reason to live. A 25 to life, nigga, never knowing his kids. That's how they do it to us. It seemed we caught in between. Another one wasting away for what he did in his team. Life is hard, situation on these streets is critical. Everybody chasing dough, if them ain't your folks, then here we go. If we riding in a drive, do or die, homicide. But tell me the reason for lost lives. Could it be we all caught up in a scandalous system, falling through the cracks, blinded by the lies we giving? Teeny G's only streets bleed freely, but why? It seems too many of us born to die. But life goes on and on, situation and time. How many lost souls molded by a criminal mind? From the Bay in California to the streets of the East, can't be no justice without no peace. Believe.
Life goes on,
no matter what they say you do.
Helicopters, blood, spit chopper slugs. Who can stop the love? This lifestyle, juveniles embracing. I'm lacing adolescents with lessons. No one can beat the cases. I'm chasing my competitors, no need for a spot. Conversation, keep the cowards off my stick when I bust. Forgive a thought, you watch the 48 players. I'm still the same, but I can't condone the phony because I'm prone to be me. Now, what you saying, huh? From the Atlantic to the Bay Woods. To all my people getting paid, huh? Never forgetting where you came from.
Now keep on striving and surviving. Don't let life get down on you.
That's right.
Forget these haters that betray, mistaken kindness for a fool.
What?
Keep your head up, don't get fed up. Keep on doing what you do. All true players in this game of life, you got to know the rules.
True.
Life goes on.
No matter what they say you do, I ain't never giving up on you.
Many times more than three, had to die. 45, got to spit. 6:30 was the time. 7 years gone by. 8 of us have been deceased. 9 times out of 10, somebody bleeding in the streets. Tell me what's the reason? Trial dates to tempt these juveniles and wildlife. Smile upon your death. Went from kids to killers, fun loving the felonies. Could it be we self-destructing in this rush for the cheese? Everybody in this world gone crazy. See money and murder be the measure of a man every day. Separate from the faith, break busters for how they living. Cause I'm taking better care of their cars than other kids. And it still seem we caught up in the scandalous system. Falling through the cracks, blinded by the lies we give. Teeny G's in these streets bleed freely, but why? It seems too many of us born to die.
But life goes on.
No matter what they say to me, I ain't never giving up on you. I won't doubt you, baby.
Baby,
won't doubt you, baby. No matter, I'ma keep it
Oh, man, I meant to give you these things.
What things?
Yes,
sir.
You got carrots and potatoes for your smoothie?
Huh? No, okay. And I need some. I'll come down there and get them in the morning.
What?
Got some carrots and potatoes. That'll make it go a long ways if I put some carrots and potatoes in them.
Okay. Yes, sir, bro.
Yes, sir.
Brother, sir, all praise is due to Allah. Yes, sir, that was Paris out of Oakland, California. Gorilla Funk, the name of that song is Life Goes On. It's from the CD Sonic Jihad. And we've got two more participants, so I'm going to make your mic live. The area code is 813. The suffix is 0457. Area code 813. Suffix 0457. Your mic is
As-salamu
live.
Assalamualaikum. Assalamualaikum. Wa alaikum salam, Brother Tracy. How you doing?
I'm doing fine by the grace of Allah. Sir, you, brother?
Oh, yes, sir. I'm doing the same. I'm doing fine, my brother, by the grace of Almighty God, Allah. Thank you
forgive
so much.
Forgive me, brother. Forgive me. You know, I had meant to, you know, Ben had called in, brother, and, you know, I was just kind of busy, you know, how I'd be ripping and running, but I was just trying to ask you, you know, just a quick question, brother, a quick question.
Yes, sir.
What I was trying to ask you was, you know, we understand, you know, music, what it has, you know, actually done to, you know, you and I, you know, just actually me and you just actually growing up in this younger generation, you know, so we understand it, you know, just to the fact about how it, you know, just plays with you, manipulates your, you know, thinking, makes you do things you don't even know why you are actually doing it, right?
Yes, sir.
So then we understand these parts. We understand, you know, each and we understand problems from it, but it's just like, you know, how can we actually fix that? So that's what I'm saying. Yeah. So, you know, because actually we are, you know, just basically dealing with the, you know, youth, they done been turned down by, you know, school, door get shut, kicked out of school, suspended, you know, they, job, denying them, you know, different people constantly blocking them down, shutting them down. So, you know, now we have youth that is just firing, you know, these people, you know, is just wicked, you know, so we have youth now, you know, they is just reckless because they done been turned down so much that they've been mistreated. Now, you know, how can we, you know, fix this, you know, brother?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I think I understand your question. How can we work towards bettering our music for our youth? How can we fix, how can we undo basically what the deceitful, devouring music has done to us?
Well, that's right.
What I would say, and I would say, first we must unite together, as the messenger teaches us, and the minister teaches us, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, that we must unite and pool our resources and come together, and realize that who we are the direct descendants of God, and that we are to act in that way. We are to, you know, just acknowledge ourselves, seek knowledge, and seek the face of God. And so we should always be studying and learning. We should never get to a stopping point to where we don't want to live. And a lot of this has come from deceit, you know,
yes,
teaching
sir.
us that after life, you know, after life on earth, that it will be, you know, a better life. So we don't really want, a lot of our youth don't want to live here, you know, and a lot of our parents don't want to live here. They want to make it into the afterlife, you know, instead of making the best of this life, you know.
Right.
The life that God gave us in our bodies, and you see, you know, we could make conscious music, but if, you know, if the youth don't want to hear it and they don't want to turn from their wicked ways, then the music is useless. So, you know, we have to make them realize the importance of conscious music, what it does, and why we need it so much. We have to we have to really stress the importance of good music. We have to stress the importance of good homes and good schools and good education, which education, not just education to make you a slave or education to make you, you know, the man on the bottom barrel, but actually education that leads you to freedom, education that teaches you how to do for self. That kind of education will free us from the chains of you know, the deceitful music that we have been given, the deceitful teachings that we have been given. So we have to stress, you know, teaching and exhorting the truth to one another, because the truth is the only thing that will set us free. And so,
that's right.
And so we have to stress that importance of, you know, what is true and what is right and what is good, because a lot of our people have been deceived and to what is good and what's right. And so I say that we can stress and get out and really give the importance of right and wrong and good music and education, the right kind of education that will free us from the bonds of, you know, slave masters and their organizations and their businesses and factories. We have to make factories and businesses of our own. We have to do for self, and that's the main thing that will free us. When we do for self, you know, that's the main thing that would show us that we could be independent and that we don't have to, you know, stay chained to, you know, someone that wants to keep us at a lower stage. And, you know, we were made to be, you know, owners. We were made to be builders and businessmen and things of that nature. So when we have to go to, you know, anyone for a job, that kind of makes us feel bad as a people, you know what I mean? And it kind of makes you feel lower of a man, because we were made to be independent. God made us to be independent. He gave us the earth to, you know, produce the fruits and vegetables and food out of it that we need. You know, we shouldn't have to go to anyone else to buy these things, and that makes you as a baby, you know, we have to need someone for everything. But when we come independent, oh brother, this will set us free from all the chains. And in order to become independent, we have to have the knowledge of how to be independent, what it is to be independent, you know. And so I think, for us to what we can do to fix these things that have enchained us and enslaved us, and this thinking that we have to be dependent, is preach and teach and lead by example independence, you know. Stress doing for self, you know. Promote the Nation of Islam, because in the Nation of Islam teaches all of these things. And I just thank you so much for the question, brother, because that's very important, you know. How do we fix what has been done to us, you know?
Right.
And that's what I would say, how we go about fixing it, just promoting the truth, promoting independence. And these are things that will set us free and would set us in a whole new direction of independence and back in our rightful places as gods and kings of the earth.
Beautiful answer, brother. Beautiful answer.
Thank you so much, brother, for the question. Do we have any more anything to say or any other questions?
Yes,
well,
sir. Absolutely.
Oh, sir.
Brother Kareem, you were saying something?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We got two more hands up. I'm going to bring in the one that's been holding the longest. It's area code 813. The suffix is 9969. Your mic is live.
Hi, this is Sister Kenyatta, and my question is,
if music remained the same, in your opinion, what do you think the next generation will have to look forward to?
Thank you so much, Sister Kenyatta, who is my beloved queen. Thank you so much for the question. I would say that if it doesn't change and that it does not change, I mean, we would only continue to see murder and division. We would only continue to see the uplifting of evilness. We would see we would only continue to see our people and our women being degraded as they are today, and we would stay where we are. We won't grow. We won't grow if we don't get the water that we need, as you know, as human fruits, and as we say, that family tree. If that tree doesn't get water, then it can't grow and can't produce good fruits if it doesn't get the water that it needs, you know. So I would say we won't grow as a people. We will stay dependent on someone else to provide us with the things that Almighty God made the earth for us to get these things out of. And so I would say that, you know, we would be in the same predicament. You know, nothing would change. I would say it would only get worse. It would only
okay.
get worse.
That's right.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much, beloved queen, for the question.
You're welcome.
And thank you for calling in.
You're welcome.
All right. Do you have another question or anything you would like to say or add on to that?
One more. You sing and you rap, what message are you willing to spread to the younger adults? As far as your music, what do you have to speak on?
Yes, ma'am. The message that I intend to bring to our youth and our people is that we were born to be God. We were born to work towards completion and not stay at a level and state of incompletion. My message would to be to uplift our women, to let them know that they are the mothers of the earth, you know, and that we were born to grow into gods, you know, because we are the direct children of God. So if we have the teachings and the knowledge of God, we will grow into God. So my intention is to give the knowledge of God and to stay and better be in the mind of God and to know what he wants, to even give it to someone else, to seek his will, to even do his will. Because you have to know what his will is to even, you know, want his will. And so my message to the people would to be, you know, to promote peace and unity, to come together as a people, to take our rightful places. You know, this is very important to me, because we have been out of our, you know, called out of our names for so long. We have been out of our rightful position for so long. I feel it's only right and necessary right now for us to take that position back if it is not given. And things are not given, so we have to, work hard and take back our communities and like back in the day, it used to be like, you know, if your kid was down the street, you know, another mother or father, you know, the neighbor or whatever would be teaching your kid or telling him he's wrong for doing this or that, you know. But nowadays, you got parents that would, you know, don't talk to my kid like this, and, you know, don't put your hands on my kid, and, you know, and also, you know, forgive me for calling them kids, because kids is a baby goat, and we have children, and so, you know, children, I would just say we need more parents, more father and mother-like representatives and models in the community. So I would be pushing for that. I would be pushing for unity, pulling our resources, coming together, and ultimately taking back our rightful places in the universe, becoming independent people. And that's what my music would be all about.
Well said. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Queen. Thank you so much for the question and allow me to give you an answer. And we hope to have you on and can hope you continue to listen.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much. And have a blessed night.
All right, my brother, we do have someone else with their hand up, and that's area code 813. The suffix is 4685. Your mic is live.
As-salamu alaykum from my vanguard.
Wa alaykum salam. Who am I speaking with?
This is Tira. Ancestor Angel.
Ancestor Angel. As-salamu alaykum, sister. How y'all doing today? Tonight.
Found by as well as grace and mercy.
Mm-hmm. That's right. All praise due to Allah.
First, I just wanted to give you a major shout out for, you know, doing this at such a young age and being a black man and, you know, growing up in this condition that we are living in this world and the way things are going. But, you know, being man enough to stand up on truth and wisdom and understanding and being willing to reach out to the rest of our age group. Just applaud you for that.
Thank you so much, sister.
But our question is, dealing with the rap music and the way the brothers are trying to, you know, become conscious, or at least, you know, most of the brothers are trying to become conscious, what do you think that would do to the black woman who, you know, for so long we have been, you know, shaped to think being naked, gyrating our backside, you know, thinking it's love when brothers call us the B word because of the way rap music has been, you know, shaped and molded in this generation. These are things that we think is, you know, appropriate for us to do, and, you know, this is what the black man expects from us. But the way, you know, the black man is raising every day, and you can hear it in the music somehow with, you know, yourself and Brother Tracy and the other young brothers who are, you know, trying to do conscious music. What effect do you think that will eventually, or, you know, do to the black woman? Do you think it will, you know, make her go into a shock state of mind and get worse, or do you eventually believe that she will elevate and, you know, come out of that condition from seeing, you know, good things?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I understand your question, and I think and believe that she would come out of that state, and she would elevate her mind, and she would not lower herself for any man that wants to degrade her and call her out of her name, especially if she knows who she is, the mother of the earth, the queen of the earth. And so she should be treated as that, in that way. And not only, you know, just because she knows who she is, she should be treated that way, but she should also start to act in that way, you know, as a child of God, and, you know, and respect herself. And when a man sees that you respect yourself, he will be slow to disrespect you, because you respect yourself and you are not going to take anything less than respect. And so, I would also say that the music that you speak of that degrades our women and, you know, it is a very influential thing that makes our women think that they are nothing and they are less of who they are, and they are just, you know, to be used as, you know, and have their way with, you know. Our women need to know that the beauty is not in their butts. our women need to know that the beauty is in their mind and not in their butt, you know. And so it's just important and really important that we push that and that we teach our women the importance of that, you know, growing yourself, seeking knowledge and knowing, you know, because knowing, when you know, you do. So if you know that you are a queen and a mother, you would always act as a mother. You would always act as a queen. And no man would attempt to deceive you because you know better, you know, and he couldn't deceive you. So he would back off. He would go about his way, you know. And so I would say that eventually if our brothers start to respect our women and start to uplift them, that ultimately they will be uplifted, especially the good and righteous ones that want to see their women uplifted and respected. And a lot of this comes from the wicked slave masters. You know, our fathers were taught by their fathers, who were taught by the slave masters, that our women are nothing and they were treated as nothing. And so this kind of activity needs to stop and should stop and eventually will. And all the days of my life, I will be pushing for it to stop and I will be fighting for it to stop because, you know, no woman, like I was saying earlier, you know, if one woman or a few women do a thing, then all women shouldn't be suffered for what a few women have done. And I would say the same on the man's side, you know. And that's a very great question, sister, that you asked. And I thank you so much for asking. And I would just say that if the men start to step up and treat our women as they should be, acknowledge them, and really not only have that pride, like do whatever I say, but also tell and exhort with your woman why, you know, you have this opinion, and, you know, give her the opportunity to lay her opinion and, you know, just work things out together and not come from a standpoint of, you know, I'm the man, God made me the king of the household. He made us the king of the household, but he made you the queen of the household. So, you know, we also have to, you know, in a way, we have to pay attention and show importance to your opinion because you were made, you know, that other side of us, you know, not just a helpmate, you know, but, you know, someone that when we're doing bad, you lift us up. You are our better half, you know. When we're feeling down, you lift us up. And when you're down, we lift you up. You know, it's supposed to be a unity and not, you know, a division. And just like a slave master thinking, like, you are my woman, you do what I say, you do it when I say do it, you know, you're not like a slave woman. And that kind of mentality needs to, you know, leave. And, like, that goes into what the minister was talking about a couple of lecture series ago about the wicked husbandmen. The wicked husbandmen are teaching their sons that, you know, the woman is not, you know, supposed to, you know, have a say-so and things of that nature, which is not true. You know, the man has the final say-so, but he also is supposed to give his woman a chance to say how she feels and, you know, hear her side because she is important and she is smart as well as he is. And so two minds are better than one. So when a man try to act alone and say, I am this, and, you know, and not use his woman, his better half, then he is actually shortchanging himself. So I would say, you know, I would say when we start to uplift our women, come together and unify together and act as one, then we will be more powerful. And I thank you so much for the question, sister, dear Sister Angel.
Yes, sir. No problem. Thank you for that beautiful answer.
You're welcome. And do you guys have any more questions or anything you would like to add or say?
So,
Mr. Yatira. Walaikum salam, Sister Yatira, Sister Soldier Queen.
Yes, sir. Please, I don't have a question again. I just, you know, like to come on and, you know, again, applaud, you know, all, you know, of the youth, men and women who are making an effort to, you know, make a change in our world and bring it something better. Because if we don't do it, who will? You know, we are the future. So, you know, just that, want to applaud everyone who is, you know, who is acknowledging the change, taking responsibility and saying, you know, I'm not going to allow anyone to shape my future. You know, with the help of Allah, you know, we will bring in the future that He sees for us. So, again, I just wanted to, you know, briefly come on and applaud everyone who spoke, who asked questions, and who is making the necessary moves, changes, and thought process to be, you know, a better person and to be a better person for the nation and bringing in a better world. So, all praises due to Allah. And I just wanted to say,
yes, ma'am. All praises due to Allah. Thank you, Sister Yatira, for that beautiful expression. Thank you so much. And so, Brother Kareem, do we have any more callers? Or?
No, at this point, we have no one else with their hand up.
Okay, no problem. Thank you, dear sisters. Those are our beautiful sisters of the MGT in the Tampa Study Group. And I want to thank them so much because they are working so hard, you know, and working together to, you know, make a change in our community. And I just want to thank them so much for, you know, adding and calling in and so really supporting, you know, the brothers and the FOY and everything. So thank you so much, sisters. And if there's nobody coming on, I just want to add something that our brother Mu'eed Muhammad said in the final call, who is musically known as Brother Cam, a West Coast rapper, attributes his positive messages to consciousness gained from becoming a member of the Nation of Islam in 1991. It is the same year he got his first record deal. If you know, some of us didn't know that rap artist Cam did join the Nation of Islam in 1991, and that's the same year he got his first record deal. So, you know, as soon as you take steps towards Allah, you know, He takes two steps back towards you, and He starts to open up all kind of doors for you, you know, all kind of things you always wanted to do, you know, but being in the surroundings, you know, it kind of slows you down, you know, but, you know, eventually you'll get there because this world can only slow you down, you know, it won't stop, it can only slow you down if you're really motivated and really trying to get where you want to go. And so, And Brother Cam also said it is just as easy to make good songs as it is to make bad ones. But it's about motivation, he said. He said, we've got to make what we're trying to do attractive for them to want to do conscious music. If they feel like they can just put out freaky stuff, disrespect each other, then we already know what that's going to lead to. Disease, pregnancy, fighting, broken family, jail, no discipline, no education, and self-destruction. Rap artist Cam said, and, you know, that is so true because, you know, if we don't make the music that we're pushing for, consciousness, that conscious rap, you know, awaken and awoke to your environment and really fighting back and not joining into it, then we will only be just adding to the other music, you know, the disrespectful and, you know, it'll just be an addition and it won't really be helping anybody. And so he said we really have to, you know, make it attractive, you know, make people really attract to what we're pushing. That's why, you know, the messenger and the minister teaches us to, you know, not only be nice and not only be nice and be righteous, but also to look nice and be presentable, you know. And so this is one of the attractions, you know, and because opposites attract and things repel, you see. So if we see that they are in a state of disease and fighting broken families, jail, no discipline, no education, then we have become in a position with no disease. We're cleaned up, you know. We're unifying instead of fighting. We're coming together. Instead of broken families, we're coming together as families. We're acting as one, being as one, loving each other. You know, mother, father, and son and daughter, we're all looked upon as one man to God, you know, one family, you know. And so, you know, and if they're going to jail, we have to stay out of jail. And, you know, and if they have no discipline, we have to be very disciplined, and that will make them attract to us, you know. If they have no education and we're coming to them and we're very educated, they would love, you know, to get involved, because that attracts. Opposites attract. And self and if they have self-destruction, then we have to have self uplifting and self coming together, self-building knowledge and self-building attitudes, you know, independence. Become an independent, then they will attract to independence. They will not want to be dependent anymore. They will see what it looks like. You see, a lot of people do things because it's the only thing that they see. You know, like that saying they used to say, monkey see, monkey do. You know, we're not monkeys by far. You know, we're not monkeys, but a lot of our people, you know, just some of our people, you know, act as low as, you know, I don't want to get into that because, you know, that's the point. But, you know, monkey see, monkey do. You know, if they see something and that's all they see in their environment, in their community, you know, in their surroundings, then they automatically are going to enjoy in that and try to be the best in that community instead of standing out and making their own community a difference, you know, instead of creating something different, because they're going to feel outnumbered, you know. A lot of us have tried, but we have felt outnumbered, and so that leads us into just joining in what's already there and being the best that we can in that community environment, you know. But if we give them something else to look at, give them something opposite of what they've been looking at for so many years with the music, with, you know, with everything, with our youth, with, you know, entertainment, you know, with the movies, with everything. If we give them something totally opposite with the knowledge that they've been given, the knowledge that they've been learning, just, you know, so limited, then we come with a knowledge that's unlimited, you know. It's just, and I would say that, you know, these are the things that would, going back to Brother Tracy's question, these are the things that will free us from the chains, and these are the things that will fix the problem that we have. And 100% dissatisfaction will bring about 100% change. We are taught by Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan and the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. And so also I wanted to add, according to our brother Jasari X, who was on the front of the last week's final call, Brother Jasari X was in the final call, and he had this to say, and I wanted to share it with the listeners and the guests. Brother Jasari X is a Muslim activist and a rapper. Part of the problem is, he said, part of the problem is diverse independent hip-hop labels have been stripped away by a monopoly of a few labels. He said, concert promoters and radio stations have done the same. He said, but underground artists are flourishing. He noted, he said, there are thousands, if not tens of thousands of artists making incredible music, male and female. but we just don't get the light because we want to be, we want to have dignity and self-respect, Josiah said. And so just to go into what Brother said, there was a lot of insight in what he said because, you know, it goes into what I was saying earlier and what the minister is teaching us today, that they have made evil fair seen. They have uplifted evil to the point where it's the new hot thing, it's the new good. You see, and God has come in the person of Master Muhammad to let us know that the new good is really bad and evil. And so, you know, the new good has to be exposed and it has to be put in its rightful place as bad because it has been deceived as good and perceived as good, but it's really been deceptive. And we have to really teach our youth that the things that we are learning, just because these rappers are paid and they have nice homes and houses and clothes and things, that what they're doing is not a good thing. They are, you know, just participating and using their gifts and talents for the wrong things and the wrong reasons. So we need to raise up young soldiers and young kings that will come against, you know, not ourselves, but go to the cause and are willing to go to war with the cause to make the righteous again and not the evil fair thing. And so they have uplifted so many bad things. A lot of our people in the community look up to these rappers and they idolize rappers, you know, and they believe in another person and another rapper and artist before they believe in themselves. They believe that they can't do the very thing that that those brothers and sisters are doing. You know, we all have our different gifts, and I just wanted to say that, you know, we need to really raise up our children to be the opposite so that they will attract, you know, they will attract the opposite and make them into what they are, and because they will have something good to look at, something nice and pleasing to want to be like, instead of wanting to be like something that's not really nice and pleasing and not really righteous at all. And so I just wanted to say that. Thank
sir,
you
all
so much.
And Brother Ron.
Yes, sir.
So you are an artist yourself, correct?
Yes, sir, I am. Yes, sir, I am. I rap and I sing. I've been doing music since I was about probably 9 or 10 years old. But I started out, my music and my passion comes from church. You know, I was a lead singer in the choir, and, you know, I loved singing for God, singing about God. And eventually I became, you know, rapping about the worldly things and getting involved in the worldly things. I started out wanting to do it for God, but I was kind of overpowered and outnumbered, and I didn't see my brothers and find my brothers and sisters until I came into the Nation of Islam, and which ultimately led me into conscious rap. And so now I do, you know, conscious music and all about my brothers and sisters and how we could unite together and come together and how we should turn from our wicked ways. And we should do righteousness, which we were supposed to do from the beginning. Our nature is righteousness. And so, yes, sir, I am an artist now and using my gifts and talents for Almighty God, Allah.
All praises be to Allah. Well, before
yes,
we get off earth, Jim, we want to share some of your art, my brother.
So if you would
tell me, what is the name of this song?
It is called "I'm Coming to Get You." I'm coming to get you. You know, just representing my brothers and sisters, how you know, coming to get them and showing them a new way, putting on a new man, and giving them something righteous to, you know, want to follow and be like, you know. And it's
sir.
Called I'm Coming
All right,
to
sir.
Get
Praise be to Allah. All right, well, let's hear my brother Ronnie coming to get you.
See, Muhammad give you knowledge that you can't say pop it. He my father already here, let alone coming. Let every ear hear. He be blowing like a trumpet. I use my music like a gun and I'ma dump it. Hey, bro, I do this for my God and all he come. Yes, sir. You best believe it. Make no assumptions. You trick or treat on Halloween, it ain't about pumpkins. You feed your mind the wrong thing and it be nonsense. He call you dead cause you kill your own conscience. The innocence and right and wrong in one's conduct. Rebel against Allah, who knows where you wind up. And for you devils, my God says your time's up. That food from my father, that heavenly water. Brother, stop and ignoring it started
for real.
He took murderers and made a man and true father. You just imagine what he can do. What if you rob? He can show you how to eat to live if you bother. Show you how to see bringing fear with no problem. So many deviating be laying under the needle. The son of man, he's the son of the sequel. A result, a consequence, a interference, and he won't stop until we equal in appearance.
All of my people, all of my people wanna be equal.
Strong taste. When you a man, you belong in your own place. Message of Allah teach you how to hold your own weight. One shot, one home, sister, one grace. One God, one stone, brother, one faith.
Every knee shall bow,
every knee shall kneel. Every beast in the wild, everyone shall heal. Standing black and proud, in peace we'll live. And any praise to God for the life we're given. You got power, all you gotta be is will. You got space, all you gotta be is filled. And if you got knowledge, then you gotta feed the children. We got some in college, but a lot of my people kill. I'm a fisherman, man, and all I gotta be is real. He raised me up, so I can see the fires on the sill.
All of my people, all of my people wanna be equal.
Protected in possession of a Glock 9. And me, I use my words like bullets never stop fine. I mean, I serve God to the fullest, no stop sign. Cause he would love to see you smile and see you stop crying. But them crackers don't want you up, they want you locked down. Yeah, man, they love to see you lost, sheep knocked down. And they know that I'm a fighter, you'll never see me knocked down. I'm a king of the king, and you'll never see me not crowned.
And I'll never forget ya.
A shot down, but not while I'm here, maybe not while I'm round. I know what's up, brother, so I say salam now. They keep us stressed out, they wanna dumb down. They pick the best out, they let some drown. And they can't stand my sight, no, they can't stand my sound. Just be that good fight, and I'ma stand my ground.
All of my people, all of my people wanna be equal, wanna be equal.
Coming out.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. Pretty soon, real soon, inshallah, you know, just trying to get a couple of other songs and tracks together, and then we're going to be pushing that real soon.
Yes, sir, definitely. See, that's because that's music as opposed to this other make you sick stuff out here. That's music, black man.
Thank you so much, brother. Thank you so much. All praise to Allah.
So we down into the last 4 minutes of the show.
Okay. I would like to do some shout outs, a couple of shout outs, if I may.
Yes, sir. Brother, you the host, brother.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. I would just like to shout out, you know, a special thank to the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan for his hard work and dedication with the 52-week lecture. You can find his, you can find more about that at NOI.org and go to the time and what was, what must be done, the time and what must be done, and click on that and you can hear our beloved minister and his hard work and dedication. And also a special thanks to my big brother, head coordinator, student minister, Brother Michael Muhammad at Tampa Study Group. And we thank him so much for doing a wonderful job and, you know, teaching us and, you know, exhorting us to the truth. Want to thank the MGP and the FOY for and the Tampa Study Group for doing a wonderful job and, you know, going out and getting our brothers and sisters and just taking this time and what must be done so seriously. And I also want to thank Big Brother James, Big Brother Theodore for all their help and support, Brother Jihad, Brother Tracy, Brother Craig, and Brother Chad, and we want to thank all those brothers for their hard work and dedication to the people and nation of Islam. And also our godfather of Young, Gifted, and Black, Brother Alexander, a.k.a. Problem 13, and Brother Vaughn. And we wish them the best and hope for their efforts in Atlanta were successful tonight with the Do For Self movement. And also shout out to our Mother Queen, of Young, Gifted, and Black, Sister Connie, a.k.a. Nutmeg, and also Brother Enoch Muhammad and Brother Phenom for their movement titled Hip Hop Detox, and Brother Chuck D of the Public Enemy for his contribution and to conscious rap music and Young, Gifted, and Black people. And so shout out, you know, to all of the Nation of Islam and all of the FOY and MGT and Sister Aziza for putting together this show and everything and her hard work and dedication. And thank you so much, Sister Queen. Allah, I pray that Allah continue to bless you. And may Allah continue to bless us all and grow us into young gods and goddesses. And we continue to exhort one another to the truth. And we will see you back next Saturday for Young, Gifted, and Black. Thank you so much for all the callers, the listeners, and all the questions. Brother Naeem, Young Soldier, and just thank you all. Thank you all for calling in and listening, participating, and coming together and being able to talk and exhort one another to the truth. Thank you so much, Brother Kareem, Big Brother, for putting together the show, and just thank you so much, everybody. And I'll leave it to Brother Kareem to further close it, if you would like to.
Oh, yes, sir, all praise is due to Allah. Well, this is the nation-building movement. And join us tomorrow, Sunday, 6:30 p.m. for No Romance Without Finance with our brother, Brother Vernon Muhammad. Again, Monday, I'll be right back here with Conscious Black Nation. Our subject is the coming of the Son of Man. Tuesday, I believe we're going to have another rebroadcast. We want to keep our brother up in prayer. Brother Todd Muhammad was out on the front line. That's on Tuesday, out on the front line with the FOI. Then on Wednesday is our comedy hip-hop show with DJ Black Caesar. On Thursday, Queen Aziza will be back with Nation Building Presents. We don't know what the topic is yet. On Friday, we will have Put on the New Man, our live study group with our brother, Student Minister James Muhammad. And again, we'll be back here next Saturday with our brother Ronnie, with Young, Gifted, and Black. As always, we want to leave you as we came with the greeting words of peace and paradise. We say it in the Arabic language, As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum salam, dear brother. And good night, and peace be unto you, all of the listeners and all of the guests. Thank you so much. Peace be unto you. Good night.